Hi there. Since I got back from Peru, there's been a theme in my life that keeps coming up: strength and peace. I love the feeling of picking up a loaded barbell. I love how it requires concentration, belief, and the exhilaration of the lift. In some ways, I'm most myself creating force and velocity with weights. And yet, moving quietly through a yoga series or even meditating has its own rush. It quiets everything and is so recentering. The world is hard, busy, hectic, unkind, hurtful, sometimes confusing. But breath is always accessible. Moving your body is always there for you. This doesn't need to be so complicated or take hours, a few minutes really, and it will bring calm and clarity. P.S. Gentle and kind does not mean weak. Strength and peace. Yes, you are busy. Yes, people need you. Yes, it's easy to scroll. And yet, we were meant to move. We were all meant to breathe deep, full, so big our bellies poof out kind of breaths. And exhale all the stale air all the way out. When was the last time you did that? Hopefully last week in my letting go of judging challenge. To encourage strength and peace, now that that challenge is done, I'm doing a little giveaway in my Facebook group, Creating a Joyful Life. In the email, you can click to join if you're not already in the group. And I wanted to share this with you too. Below are links to a stretch and mobility flow that my clients do in the gym. If you do the flow this weekend and send me a picture, then you'll be entered into a giveaway for a free spice blend from one of my favorite companies, Epicure. You can even pick out your favorite at a $10 value. So I challenge you to stop for a few minutes and breathe and flow with me. There are two options: a longer flow that has explanation and purpose of the movements. It's about 21 minutes, and then a shorter version if you just kind of want to move through it without all the details. All you need to do is email me a pic that you did the flow and you'll be entered to win. I'm going to do a drawing on Sunday night. I know sometimes it can be hard to prioritize something like this when you have a lot going on. What I've found is that if I focus on how I'll feel after, then I'm much more inclined to make the time. It probably won't ever seem convenient. I totally get that. And maybe something is undone, folding towels perhaps, but maybe just for a bit. Here's to strength and peace, and remembering breath is always accessible. May you breathe and flow. May you be excited to share with me, and may you make time for yourself. Thank you.